Some museums are rarefied repositories for priceless art. Some frame the grand sweep of history and human achievement. In New Orleans, though, there's a museum devoted to understanding a piece of culture we all interact with daily and with which all of us have an intimate relationship. It's called the Southern Food and Beverage Museum, or SOFAB, and it's here to illustrate our relationship with food and drink. Fittingly, it also has a bar, which is a hands-on, bottoms-up exhibit in its own right. This colorful culinary hub is on O.C. Haley Boulevard in Central City. It just marked its 20th anniversary and is starting a new chapter after the slog of the pandemic with a new cookbook on the shelves and a new CEO at the helm, Connie Jackson, who sees the anniversary as a chance to reintroduce the museum to the community. I hadn't been in a while myself, and a return visit was illuminatingly evocative. Across the space, there are exhibits on each of the southern states and a series of other galleries, including one devoted to Al Copeland, the larger-than-life founder of Popeye's Fried Chicken. An old McKenzie's Bake Shop sign glows neon pink over a chef's coat from the queen of Creole cuisine, Leah Chase. Touch points of memory and connection are everywhere and seem to overlap as you tour around, and this goes far beyond New Orleans. Walking the museum feels like striding from one southern state to the next, following their history and geography through food. But this museum's story is about more than exhibits and artifacts. There are classes and events, and there's an open kitchen that looks like it could host the next Netflix cooking series. It's now home to Chef Dee Levine's delightful Rue School of Cooking. Then there's that bar, which, like everything else here, has a story behind it. The grand old mahogany bar was once a fixture of the lakefront restaurant Brunnings, which was long ago washed away by hurricanes. But the old Brunnings bar was brought back to life to serve museum visitors. That means today you can visit the exhibits while sipping cocktails and toast what's next at this unique manifestation of a culture that's always at the tip of our tongues. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?